This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I have a question for us, and I'm asking, are we worshiping in spirit and in truth? And I had this thought as I'm still reading and reflecting on the passage of when Jesus has this exchange with the Samaritan woman at the well. And initially, this woman thinks he is a prophet, and that inclines her to ask him many more questions. And so one of the questions she asks is, why do you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place to worship, and Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worship? And Jesus replied, believe me, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father here or in Jerusalem, because true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And after reading that passage, it caused me to reflect because there are so many various notions that we can come up with as to who's actually worshiping genuinely and who's not. And sometimes we size people up in very petty ways. I have been to a number of churches, and just based upon a person's dress dictates to some how the quality of their worship. And what Jesus is saying to us is that that's immaterial to him. He is more interested that when we do come to worship, that we do so in truth and in spirit. So the next time we are really entering into a place of worship, let us be reminded of these words. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, wherever you worship, or whenever you worship, let it be in spirit and truth.